Today's daf is Chulin daf Pei Beis, and we are four lines from the top of daf Pei Beis Amid Aleph, the Egla Arufa Lav Shechita Ru'oye. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refor Shalema, V'chava Miriam Basmalka Freida, and Shloima Ben Chaya Leia. So we're moving along in Perek Oysoy V'Espinoy, dealing with the laws of Oysoy V'Espinoy, which all emanate from one pasuk in the Torah, tucked away in Parshas Emor. The pasuk says, "Vayikra perek chav beis, pasuk chav ches, v'shoir oiseh, oisoi ve'es benoi, loise shchatu b'yoymech." Specifically, the Mishnah on Daf Pei Aleph Amid Beis mentioned one of the more famous shitos of Rav Shimon in Shas. So Rav Shimon, underrated, has some very mechudish positions scattered throughout Torah Shabbat Peh. One of them is in the laws of Shechita, where Rav Shimon holds that a Shechita she'ena ruya lo yishma Shechita. It's negeya kama sugya sashas. It's negeya the sugya in Shas that we're learning right now. According to Rav Shimon, if a Shechita she'ena ruya is not a Shechita, that would mean that if somebody would shecht either Oisai or Benai, and it would be a Shechita She'ena Ruya, it wouldn't beget the Lav in the Torah of Oisai Ves Benai Loisai Shechatu B'Yemechot. Because the most basic criteria for that Lav is that it be a Shechita, and if Shechita She'ena Ruya Loishma Shechita, K'muvin, it would not be a violation of that law in the Torah. And the Mishnah gave a whole bunch of examples of where it would be Nogeya, where this halacha of Shechita She'ena Ruya would practically apply in the world of Oisai Ve'es Benai. Now, the Tzad HaShava of all the examples that the Mishnah gave was all of the Shechitos are such that they're not matter the Basar Bachila. And that really is the definition of a Shechita She'ena Ruya. So any Shechita that doesn't do what Mesechtes Chulin says a Shechita has to do is a Shechita She'ena Ruya, and in the world of Rav Shimon, not a Shechita. What were the examples of the Mishnah? If somebody shechts an animal, v'nimtza treifa. If somebody shechts an animal, lavoy dezara. If somebody shechts a paras chatas, also known as the para aduma. If somebody shechts a shor haniskol of bavakama fame. If somebody shechts a egla rufa. All of these cases are such that the basar, even after the shechita, is going to be asa b'achila. Hence, it's a shechita she'ena ruya. Therefore, it's mentioned in this Mishnah on that Pei Aleph on the base. Either way, the Gemara now is going to have a very brief discussion about one of these five cases that the Mishnah mentioned, and that is the Egla Arufa. Says the Gemara, the Egla Arufa lav Shechita Ruya, is that true that if somebody would shecht the Egla Arufa, it would not be a Shechita Ruya? Now, we know what was supposed to happen with the Egla Arufa was it was supposed to be beheaded. It was supposed to have an Arifa done to it. We're discussing where a shechita was done. The Mishnah is clearly suggesting that that shechita would not be mata the basa v'achila. It would be a shechita she'ena ruya. But the Gemara is questioning that premise. Is that in fact true? Vatnan, we learned in a Mishnah, and this Mishnah is in Perek Egla Rufa, which is talk about tucked away in the very end of Meseches Soita. So what does Soita have to do with Egla Arufa? So you have to chaz a Soita to know the answer to that. But Perek Egla Arufa is in Mesechta Soita, and over there, there's a Mishnah that says, Nimtza Ahoyreik, what would be if the Egla Arufa was set aside? So all the Rabbanim are coming out, and they're going to now embark upon this procession. And lo and behold, before they had an opportunity to behead this Egel, they found the Ahoyreik. The murderer was found. The case, the mystery was solved. Says the Mishnah, if it happened, actually, Teyarif Egla, before the actual beheading, Teitzivitir Be'eder, the Egla is just a good old-fashioned Egla, and you can send it back into the field, let it graze, give it back to the pastach, and treat it like any animal. What do you see from here? You see that an Egla Arufa doesn't become an Egla Arufa until you do the actual Arifa. Where do you see that? Because Nimtza HaHoyrik Atchaloi Te'orev HaEgla, It's a regular kosher animal, which would mean that if somebody would shech the egla arufa, which by definition would had to have happened before the arifa, because once you do the arifa, it's an avela, you can't shecht it anymore. At that point, you would think it would be regular kosher meat. If that's the case, it would be a shechita ruya. It's a freit the gemara, a geshmak a kasha. How could you tell me egla arufa lav shechita ruya? And it's based on the fact that an egla arufa we know is asabana. It's clear from the Mishnah Masech Tesoita that the only time it becomes asabana is after the harifa. Where do you see it? Because nimtza hoyrik actually teyarefa egla teitzneve terav eider. I'm Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Rav Shimon Rabbi Yanai. So Rav Shimon ben Lakish said the name Rabbi Yanai. This kasha is such a strong kasha. You have to say egla rufa in a mishnah. You have to take the words egla rufa, add it a mishnah mekesoyis. There's no way to learn this mishnah with the words egla rufa because the mishnah seems to be suggesting that the egla arufa was something that is aser b'achila u'bahana, even if it had a proper shechita, and that is not the case. If it had a proper shechita, it would be mutter, which means the shechita would be a shechita ruya. But the Gemara asks a kasha. Nice teretz, but umi amar Rabbi Yanai hachi? Could it be Rabbi Yanai that said it, right? Who said it? Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, mishum Rabbi Yanai. The names matter. Could it be that this is something that Rabbi Yanai said? V'amar Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai said something else about egla rufa that would seem to negate the probability that he would have said this. What did Rabbi Yanai say? Gvul shamati ba. I heard a certain boundary as it relates to the Isser Hana of the Egla Rufa. V'shachachti. I can't remember what it is. Meaning, I remember hearing that when it comes to the Egla Rufa, specifically the fact that it's Asabana, it's not always Asabana. Amol ye, amol nish. There's some sort of gvul. There's a line that's drawn in the sand where up until there, it's still mutter. It's only once it crosses that it's going to be Asar. But to be honest with you, Shachachti, it happens. I can't remember, said Rabbi Yanai, what that gvul is. Stating that, Rabbi Yanai continued and he said, V'nosvin chavraya. However, the Bnei Yeshiva, Misvara, suggested the following. When the eagle descends upon the Nachal Eson, that's the arena where this is all going to happen. At that point, it becomes Asar. Up until then, still mutter. Once it's there, it's already Asar. What's the Gemara's kasha? The Im Isa. Now, if it's true that Rabbi Yanai was asked the question that how do you reconcile the Mishnah Chulin Pei Aleph Amid Beis that says the Egla Rufa is a Shechita Sheinu Ruya with the Mishnah in Saita Mem Zayin Amid Aleph that says Nim Tzahirik Achalei Teyari Fa Egla Teitzei Vetira Be'edah. And Rabbi Yanai's teretz was such a doichik. Egla Rufa in a Mishnah. He literally crossed out one of these two Mishnahs because he had no Eitzah. It can't be, because you know what Rav Yanai Lishitase should have answered? Lishni, what he should have said was, Kan koidim yirido, kan lache yirido. Being that Rav Yanai himself had a gvul, and the gvul was up until it went to the Nachal Eson versus after it went to the Nachal Eson. So you know what Rabbi Yanai should have said? Both Mishnayos in Arbim Koimonoi Medes. There's no reason to be Moichik any one of the two Mishnayos. How do you reconcile the Stira? It's very posh. The Mishnah that says, Achalei Teyarei Fa Egla, that's referring to, not so much Achalei Teyarei Fa Egla, but it's referring to until it went to Nachal Eson. Until it went to Nachal Eson, at that point, it's still going to be okay. The Shechita would be a Shechita Ruya. That's what it means, Teitzei V'tira Be'eder. It's the Mishnah Chulin that says it's a Shechita Sheinu Ruya is talking about after already descended L'Nachal Eson. So why would Rabbi Yanai L'Shitasei have to say Eina Mishnah? So what's the Gemara's Kasha? The Gemara's Kasha is not on the Teretz Egla Rufa Eina Mishnah. That's a plausible, albeit Doichik to get Teretz. The question is, Miyam Rabbi Yanai? Could Rabbi Yanai have been the one that said it? Rabbi Yanai L'Shitasei would have had a much, much better answer. So there's no way Rabbi Yanai would have given that Teretz. I'm Rabbi Pinchas Breit Rav Ami. So Rabbi Pinchas Breit Rav Ami said, Anami Shmeid Rav Shem Melokash Masin Allah. You're right. 100%, I have to be honest with you, that I understand there's this Messiah floating around here in the Pumpadisa, that it's Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish in the name of Rabbi Yanai. We actually had a different Messiah. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish said it on his own. He didn't say in the name of Rabbi Yanai. Oh, if that's the case, okay, Rish Lakish didn't hold of Rabbi Yanai's shtickle taira. In his mind, when the Mishnah says, Nim tzayirik atchel te'arif ha'egla teitzei v'tir ve'eder, it means literally, atche te'ar. And if that's the case, it's always going to be mutter to shecht it before the Arifa. Our Mishnah says not that way, which would suggest that you have no choice but to say Egla Rufa ain't a Mishnah. But it's not Rav Yane that said it, it's Rish Lakish that said it. But the Gemara has a kasha with this as well. Rav Ashi said, Kabina Beira Papi, when we were in the Beis Medrash, Rav Papi Kashalon, Rav Papi asked us the kasha even on the Nusach Rish Lakish. By the way, if you can appreciate a little bit what's going on over here, Rav Ashi is doing his holy avodah and trying to figure out, is this Rav Shimon ben Lakish from Rav Yanai? Is it Rav Shimon ben Lakish himself? So Rav Ashi is working this through, and he's in the Beis Medrash or a Papi, and he's probably telling him over what's going on over here. We know it's not Rish Lakish Mishum Rav Yanai, it's probably Rish Lakish himself. But a Papi said, I have a problem with this also, Rav Ashi. You know why? Because me, I'm Rav Shimon Lakish Achi. Could have been Rav Shimon Lakish would have said this. But Itmar, we learned Tzipoire Metzaira, as it relates to the two Tzipoirim that the Metzaira used to bring as part of his ritualistic Tahira, purification. So we know these Tzipoirim were also Asabana. But the question is, when did they become Asabana? Rabbi Yechon said, Mishas Shechit is from the time of the Shechit. It's from the time that they were purchased. I'm reading my time with Rabbi Shimon Lakish. And we have a Mitzayra that what was Pshan of Rish Lakish? Why is Rish Lakish told that the Tzipoirim Mitzayra became Asabana already? Mishas Lekicha. Got my Kicha. Kicha. Not Mistei Ephraim. Meyagla Rufa. He learned it with Xera Shava. Kicha, kicha, from the Egla Rufa. What's the Gzeira Shava? That just like the Egla Rufa becomes Aser Bahana already Mishas Lekicha, so too the Tzipori Mitzayra are going to be the same way. What's the bottom line? You see from here that Rish Lakish also holds that there's an Isra Na on the Egla Rufa before the Arifa. Now Rashi speaks out that it was Pashat Rapapi, that when would that be? Like, when would that Isser come about? Probably it would be the Gvul Shamati Bavishachachti that Rabbi Yanai had heard. Rabbi Yanai had heard that there was a Gvul before Nachal Eisan, after Nachal Eisan. That's probably what Rish Lakish holds as well. It's before Nachal Eisan and after Nachal Eisan. But the bottom line is, Rish Lakish is Shita is that the Egla Rufa has a before and after. If that's the case, the same Kasha we had, that why would Rabbi Yanai say Egla Rufa ain't a Mishnah, if he has an easier way to explain this, it would be true on Rish Lakish as well. Rish Lakish clearly holds like Rabbi Yanai. How do you know that from his Gzei Rishava, Kicha Kicha Mi Egla Rufa? It's predicated on the fact that the Egla Rufa has an Isra Anam Mishas Lakish, which again, Rashi says, must mean not Lekicha Mamish, but from the time that it descends upon the Nachal Eisan. But the bottom line is, why would Rish Lakish give this teretz and say in a Mishnah, it doesn't make any sense? So again, it can't be Rish Lakish Mishem Rabbi Yanai, because Rabbi Yanai had a much better teretz. It can't even be Rish Lakish Alein, because Rish Lakish also had a much better teretz. So it's interesting. This is like punk-ish, right? If it was any other Amir in the world, Bishem another Amir in the world, sounds like a decent teretz to me. I mean, obviously, but it would work. But Rish Lakish? No. Mishum Rabbi Yanai? Also no. The Freik de Gemara, again, if that's the case, somebody seemed to have said, Egla Rufa in a Mishnah, it's not Rish Lakish, it's not Rabbi Yanai, who is it? Alam Rabbi Baraba, Amir Rabbi Yochanan, Egla Rufa in a Mishnah. You want to know who it is? It's Rabbi Yochanan. And by the way, if you're holding Cheshbon, it's Rabbi Yochanan Lishitasai. Rabbi Yochanan holds Sipori Mitzoyra Me'imasai Nesarin, it's Mishas Shchita. Rish Lakish said it's Mishas Lakicha. My time of the Rish Lakish, Gomar Kicha Kicha Me'egla Rufa, implying that there's an Isra Na of the Egla Rufa while it's Michaim. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold that way. Why? It's not clear. But the Maskana Sagamara, it seems like it's probably Rabbi Yochanan Lishitasai. Because Rabbi Yochanan learns the Mishnah in Soitim Emzayin Amar Aleph, actually Tayarif Egla Tates of Tirba Eda is literally. So it's always Mutter. If it's always Mutter, well then two things. Number one, if it's always Mutter, our Mishnah must be Eina Mishnah. And also, by the way, Lishitasai, there's no Gomar Kicha Kicha Me Egla Rufa. That's why, as relates to the Tzipayre Mitzayra, the halacha is, it's going to be us, not Mishas Lekicha, because there's no Kicha Kicha. It's going to be us, or only Mishas. Either way, we now return very much to our regular program, and that is the basic halachas of Oisai Ve'espanis. Let's just chazer over two things before we start the next two Mishnayas. Number one, as it relates to halacha of Oisai Ve'espanis, even though in the Torah it says Oisai Ve'espanis, Loisai Shechatu B'yemechot, so it sounds a little bit like the Isser is first Oisai and then Benoi. The same is true if it's done in the reverse order. The Zelba Issa Deiraisa. It doesn't matter if it's Oisnoi Ves Benoi or if it's Benoi and Oisa. Second point that's worth chazering, and that is when it comes to this Oisa Ves Benoi, it doesn't matter if it's one person that shechts both or if it's two people that shechtetu. So if the same Ruvain shechts Oisai and then Benoi, he's over Oisai ves Benoi when he shechts Benoi. Or if Ruvain would shecht Oisai and then Shimon would shecht Benoi, it would also be a problem of Oisai ves Benoi. And again, this is true even on a Dairaisa Digga level. It's true on the Malkus Digga level, right? Just to bring out this point. Oisai ves Benoi, Benoi ve Oisai, in either case, the second shechita is going to come with a malchus. And again, loishna, if one person did both shechitas, or if two people did the two shechitas, the one who does the second shechita is in all cases going to get malchus. Says the Mishnah, shayim shalachu paru bna. If there were two people that brought two animals, and it happens to be a mother and her son, a para ubna, is a shalakach rishon yishchet rishon. So they can't both shecht on the same day. It's going to be Oisai ves Benoi. The second one's going to get malchus. So who has the schus to go first? Whoever bought the animal first, yishchet rishon. Vim kadam asheni. Let's say the second guy went and he preempted the first person, zacha, he's going to be zacha. Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef immediately clarifies in the Gemara. He says, l'inyan dina tanan. This Mishnah is not a yeridea diga Mishnah. Even though we're learning Mesach Teschula now, which is very much yeridea. This is not a yeridea diga Mishnah. This is a chayshem Mishnah. Mishpat Mishnah. Meaning from the laws of Yerideya, I don't know, whoever shechts first, second person's going to have a problem on his hand. He's going to have to wait until tomorrow. It's a machus hazman. But from the standpoint of Chayshem Mishpat, there's something called a schus mamin, and whoever bought it first, he has that schus mamin. Now, the Mishnah concluded and said, "V'im kadam hasheni zacha." If the second person went and he preempted, he's going to be zacha. Tani, we learned in a braisa, "Im kadam hasheni," not just zacha. The braisa is always wordier, sometimes much wordier, sometimes even a little bit wordier. It says, not zacha, hareze zariz v'niskar. So what does that mean? Zariz means he was a zariz d'loyav ad isura. He's a zariz as in Zrizus in Sefer Mesilas Yesharim, right? As in Rivka Yimeinu, who was a Zariz, as in Avram Avinu, who was Vayashkim Avram Baboiker. We learn from this, Zrizim Akdim El Mitzvahs. So this person, even though he was second, if he went first, he ends up being a Zariz. What does it mean, the Leyavad Isura? Because if you're going to be second, there's a possibility you may end up doing an Avera. It comes out, this animal that you have in your herd, you know, for the next 24 hours, it's like having chazer. It's a very, very bad thing. So there's actually a certain madrega of Avodas Hashem to be the Zoris, to go ahead and to go first. Additionally, Viniskar, what did the Bryce mean when it said Niskar to Kachal Bistro? When he has dinner tonight, you have to wait until tomorrow. I get to eat today, and as a result, I profit it. I end up benefiting. That's what it means, Niskar. Now, from the price, it sounds like, right, just let's meditate on this for 1 second. So you have two people, one person buys the parah, the other person buys the child. Whoever goes first, that's the person that has the schus to shecht first. So you would think the second person is supposed to be a good edel balmidos, and he's supposed to say, okay, it's his schus, I'll wait until tomorrow. I have this potential of doing an avera. I mean, that's what we're in this world for. I'll fight the good fight as it relates to not shechting this animal. I am not going to have meat until tomorrow. It's the 9 days anyways. What are you worried about? You'll eat meat the Shabbos Nachamu. You'll have another Yapchik. So, like, it shouldn't be such a big deal. Zok the Mishnah, Zok the Braisa, no, forget. It's a mile to go and muscle your way through. And if you do it, your mamish be mekayim, the mesilas yesharim is madregas, and not just that, you're a niskar. A little hard to understand. The achronim struggle with this a little bit, and the achronim say that it's only true if you do this in an up and up way. Meaning, you reach out to this person who bought the other animal, and you tell him that, you know, I would like to go first. Meaning, if you do this in a civil manner, then you're a Zoriz Veniskar. But if you do it like a bulvan, you're not a Zoriz Veniskar. You're a Shvacha Balmidis. You have to start learning Mesilas Yesharim from the Akdama. You're not even holding by Zrizis yet. Either way, Zok the Mishnah Vayter. Shachat Paro. V'achakach Shnei Boneho. So the next part of Daf's going to be a lot of fun. In the event that, if you like Cheshbon and hard Gemaras, if somebody goes ahead and he shechts a Paro, and afterwards shechted her two children. So this is a whole family. There was a para and she has two sons. And this person went, shechted the para and the two sons. But first the para and then the two sons. Says the Mishnah Soifik Shmainim. This person's going to get Malkus Tzim Tzveitamal. He's not only going to be Soifik Arbaim, one-time Malkus, but he's going to be Seifik Shmainim, he's going to get Malkus twice. What's the reason? Because as soon as you shech the para, there's an Isser Oysa Vespinoy on each one of the children. So the first child, you are over Oysa Vespinoy, Loysa Shchata B'Yemechad. The second child, you are over Oysa Vespinoy, Loysa Shchata B'Yemechad. You are over it twice, hence you're going to be Chayiv Malkus twice. Shochat Shnei Bona, says the Mishnah Gishmak. What would be? Same exact case, but in the reverse order. This person went and he shechted the two sons of this para, and afterwards he went and he shechted the mother. In that case, he's only going to get Malkus one time. What's the reason? Because now he did one Maisa Avera, not two Maisa Averas. Now, there are two Sibois for this Maisa Avera, right? What's the Maisa Avera? You're not allowed to shecht Oysa Ves Bana. Over here was Banava Oysa. He shechted two Banas. So being that he shechted two Banas, so there's a double Mechayiv of Isser on Oysai, but at the end of the day, the Isser is one Isser. You did one Maisa Isser, and therefore you're only going to get Malkus one time. Shachto ve'ezbito ve'ezbasbito. What would be if somebody went and he shechted three Dairis? So this is Mamish the Ramban in his Pirush al HaTorah when he talks about the reasons for Oysa Vespanoi. So one of the reasons he gives is Akiras Amin. I mean, this person really went all out. He took out three Dairis. Shachto ve'ezbita, ve'ezbasbita, grandmother, daughter, and granddaughter. So if Shmoinim Dalachas, he's going to get Malkus twice, meaning he's going to chap 80 patch. What's the reason? This is very simple. Because he was over two Oysoi ve'ezbenas. There was Oysoi ve'ezbenas, grandmother, and her daughter, mother, and then there was another Oysa Vespina, mother and daughter. So because of the two sets of Oysa Vespina, he's going to be chai Malkus twice. What would be if Shachta, he shechted the grandmother, the Ezbas Bita, and the granddaughter, the Achakach Shachat Bita. And then he went and he shechted the daughter. Now, when he shechted the daughter, what emerges is that now there's two sets of Oysai Ve'espinaz that were slaughtered. Stating that it was one Maisa, so he's only going to get 40 Malkus. Sumchas Oymim Mishum Rameir, Sumchas and the name Rameir, that Soifik Shmoinim, you're going to get Malkus twice. Now, Rashi speaks out that this sumchis that says soifik shmoinim is not only a comment on the last case in Mishnah, we'll recap the Mishnah in a second, but it's also a comment on one of the earlier cases of the Mishnah, and that is where it was shachat shnei bonel va'achakach shachta. The Mishnah said soifik arbon because it was one maisa shchita on the mother. Sumchis is saying on that as well that you're going to be soifik shmoinim. So let's do the recap. There are four cases in the Mishnah. The first case of the Mishnah is Shachat Para Va'achakach Shachat Shnei Bonel. So what's the halacha? The halacha is Soifik Shmoinim. So if somebody shechts a para and then doesn't just shecht one of the children, shechts two of the children, he's over Oysei Vespinoi twice. As a result, he's going to get Malkus twice. He's going to be Soifik Shmoinim. That's easy. What would be if he was Shachat Shnei Bonel Va'achakach Shachta? So first he shechted the children and then he shechted the mother. So this is the way Rashi learns. Amachloik is Tanakama and Sumchas. According to the Tanakama, Soifik is Arba, because he did one Maisa. According to Sumchas, he's going to be Chayiv twice. Why are you Chayiv twice? Because when you shechted now the mother, the mother was chayiv from two sibois because you had shechted two of the mother's children. So being that there are two sibois for Isser, for this mother, that's a reason for you to be chayiv twice. What was the next case in the Mishnah? Shachta ve'ezbita ve'ezbasbita. Three sets, you're going to be soifik shmoinim because there's two sets of oysa ve'ezbenoi. What would be, however, if you shechted the grandmother, daughter, and then you went ahead, or grandmother, granddaughter, and then you went ahead and you shechted the daughter? So here too, it's machlokes Tanakama and Sumchas. According to the Tanakama, you soifik as arbaim. Why you soifik as arbaim? Because you did one maisa. According to Sumchas, it's true you did one maisa, but through your one maisa, you have two sets of oysa vespina, and that's a reason for you to be soifik shmoinim. Now, as it relates to the lamdas and emphasis on the word lamdas of this machloikis between Sumchas and the Tanakama, this is something that the Gemara is very much going to discuss on Amud Beis. But before we get to the lamdas of Sumchas, the Gemara starts with a kasha, and it's really a ha'ara on the Mishnah we just learned. It's a ha'ara on the previous Mishnah. It's a ha'ara on something that we've mentioned many times throughout the parak, and that is that when we talk about the Isser Oysa Ves Benoi, even though in the Torah it says Oysa and then Benoi, but the order is Lav Dafka. If it's Benoi and Oysa, it's going to be the same thing. And the Gemara asks the Kasha, Amai Oysa Ves Benoi Amar Achmana V'loi Benoi V'Oysa. Now it's interesting, why did the Gemara ask the Kasha on this Mishnah? mean, you could have asked on the previous Mishnah, literally 5 lines ago. Here too, it was clear that there's an Isser, Oysav Es B'noi, and B'noi V'Oysav, right? How do you know that? Shnaim Shalachu Paru B'noi. So they're duking it out right now. Who gets the schuz to Shecht first? Clearly implying that the Isser would be either way. So why are we asking it over here? It's Pasha. Because in the previous Mishnah, it just said that there was an Isser to go Oysav Es B'noi, B'noi V'Oysav. Over here, you see you get Malkus, right? It's clear from this whole Mishnah that you're going to get Malkus regardless if it's Oysav Es B'noi, B'noi V'Oysav, which means that it's included in the Pasuk of the Torah, literally on the biblical levels. If that's the case, Freita Gemara, Amai, Mecha Teisni. The Torah says Oysav Es B'noi, it doesn't say B'noi V'Oysav. So Mara says, Loisol Kodak, Tanya B'loom to the Brice. The answer is in the Brice. Oysav Es B'noi, Ili Elo, Oysav Es B'noi. From the Pasuk itself, it sounds like the Isser is only Oysav Es B'noi. Oysav Es Imai Minayin. How do you know if it's the other way, right? Oysav Es Imai is the same as B'noi V'Oysav. How do you know if it'd be Oysav Es Imai? When it says Loisishchatu, Harei Kan Shnayim. Loisishchatu is a Lashon Rabbim. It's coming to be Marba two things. Okay, so what does that mean? So it's a little tricky. Echad Hashoychet Es Aparo. If a person would check the Paro, then Echad Hashoychet Es Imai. If somebody would check the mother, Echad Hashoychet Es B'noi. Or if somebody would check the child, Shnayim Achreinim Chayovim. Those latter two people would be Chayiv. In other words, if there were three shechtim, one person shechted the para, and then somebody shechted the child, somebody shechted the mother, first person didn't do anything wrong. But the latter two people did, and that's Lois Hishchatu, Lashon Rabbim, that's what it's coming to teach me. So from the Lashon Rabbim of Lois Hishchatu, I know that it's not only Oisnei Vezbena, but it's B'noi V'Oisnei as well. Freit Gemara, how could you tell me that? Hamibay Le'i Gufei, doesn't that word Lois Hishchatu just tell me the lav? Lois Hishchatu, if it was extra, then I would understand it's coming to be marba two examples of Isser. Doesn't matter if it's Oysav Es B'noi or B'noi V'Oysav. But Lois Hishchatu is just Pashup Shan in the Pasuk. Oysav Es B'noi, don't shech them b'yoy mechot. Mar says, M'kenoi b'azai lichtoiv Lois Sishchot. It should have said Lois Sishchot. What the Torah should have said was that once you shecht Oysav, there's a lap of Lois Sishchot on B'noi. My Lois Hishchatu, the Lashon Rabbim, grammatically is extra, and it's coming to teach me Loishna Oysav Es B'noi, Loishna B'noi V'Oysav. But the Gemara says, Vakati, I'm still not happy. Mi boyle. Dikas Rahman Loy Sishkai. Lakhira had the Torah said Loy Sishkit. Hava mean I would have thought Khat in Trey Loy. Maybe what Loy Sishkat was coming to teach me is another halacha that's axiomatic in Perek Oysav Es B'noi, and that is it doesn't have to be the same Shaykhit. That even if there are two Shaykhtim, you're gonna have this halacha. So Loisishchatu is even if there are two shoychtim, meaning, because had it said loisishchet havamin, I would have thought chad in trei loy. Chad what? Chad shoychet, as opposed to two, kas rachmano loisishchatu afilu trei. So the Gemara says in dikto kimkein lichtev rachmano, what the Torah should have said was loisishchatu with a yud. My loisishchatu with a sof, shma minot harti. Rashi says loisishchatu with a yud would be mashma, they should not be slaughtered. We're not even looking at it from the standpoint of the, it shouldn't be slaughtered. Rashi's lashon is lo yal yedei echad, v'lo yal yedei shnayim, lo yiyu nishchat. That's what the Torah is coming to tell me. So if all the Torah wanted to tell me was lo yishna echad, lo yishna shnayim, it would have said lo yishachatu. What's lo yishishchatu? The Sof is coming to teach me that v'oid. Number one, two shaychtim, and number two, it doesn't matter if it's Oysav Es B'noi or if it's B'noi V'Oysav. So these two ideas again that permeate the whole parak, and that is that Oysav Es B'noi, the order is Lav Dafka. Additionally, that Oysav Es B'noi, it doesn't matter if it's one person that does it or if it's two people that do it. How do I know all this? I know from the same word in this pasuk. There's not a lot of words to work with, right? The whole parsha, this whole mesechta is Vishar Oysav Es B'noi, Lois Hishchatu B'Mechot, but it's the word Lois Hishchatu. It could have said Lois Hishchot or Lois Hishchatu. Sishchatu teaches me these two halachos. Exhale. So before we start this next piece of Gemara, which is going to get into the Machloikis, Sumchis, and the Chachamim, we need a tiny bit of an introduction. So we're familiar with the concept of Malkus, very much the topic of this Mishnah, Seifik Arbam, Seifik Shmoinim. When does somebody get Malkus? In the event that a person is over a Lois Aseh, Sheyesh Boi Maisa, they were Eidim and Hasra, the person was warned, thou shalt not do this, because if you do, trust me, you're going to regret it. Then the halach is, if he says, bring it on, then we bring it on. And he ends up getting Malkus. That's the basic halacha. What happens if a person is over multiple lavin, each of which have with it a punishment of Malchus. How many sets of Malchus is he going to get? Now, in the event that he was over five different laven, he ate chazer, he ate nevela, he was a nazir and he drank wine. I don't know. If it's a whole slew of averis, then it's obvious. For each aver that he does, he's going to get an independent set of malchus. What if he did the same avera multiple times? So he was a nazir that drank a revius yayin and another revius yayin and another revius yayin. Clearly an alcoholic, but another revius yayin. So what would be if that nazir went ahead and did that? Is he going to get one malchus because it's the same avera, or is he going to get multiple sets of malchiyos because each revius is its own avera? So it's a mishnah. It's a mishnah Masechtas Nazir, featured prominently in the third paragraph of Masechtas Makis. It depends on how many times he got hasra. If he got one hasra and he took down a bottle of wine, doesn't matter how large that bottle of wine is, the halach is that he's going to get one set of malchus. If, however, there were multiple hasra'is, then for each hasra, assuming he went and drank a revius after the hasra, he's going to get an independent set of malchus. So if he does different averas, each avera, assuming there was hasra, you're going to get malchus. If he did the same avera, then the hasra'is are mechalik. To the extent that there was one hasra, he's going to end up getting one set of malchus. If there were multiple hasra'is, then he's going to get multiple sets of malchus. There's one other important caveat to this halacha, and that is that in the event that this person went and he did the same avera over and over and over again with one hasra, which based on the rules that we just laid out would mean he should only get one malchus. But if he did the averas with gufen muchlakim, he did them with different gufen, so then the halacha is he would be chayev for each one of these gufen that he went ahead and he did an avera. So, for example, if somebody was boil nida, and he was boil nida again, again, and again. So, theoretically, let's assume there's malchus for, you know, the chayvei krisis, for being boil nida now, which there are. But the halach is, so for each guf that this person was now boil, even though it's all the same as nida, and even though it was all one hasra, but the gufin with which he did the avera, they too are going to be mechalik. So again, what's the kitzur Shulchan Aruch as it relates? This is mamash yisoidi for so many sugyas hashas, but definitely for pei beis amud beis and masechtas chulin. If a person's over a lois asay sheyesh by maisa be'edim b'hasra, he gets malchus. What a he's over multiple averas, all of which are lois asay sheyesh by ma'is be'edim hasra, for each avera that he does, he is going to get malchus. What if it's the same avera? So it depends on the hasra. If there was one hasra, he's going to get one set of malchus. If there were multiple hasras, then based on how many hasras there were, that's how many sets of malchus he's going to get. In the vernacular, the hasra is mechalik. If there was one hasra, same avera, but it was with different gufin, the gufin are also mechalik, and then too, the halach is, he's going to get multiple malchus. So different averas are mechalik, hasrois are mechalik, and gufin are also mechalik. Now, this Shulchan Aruch relates to the carbon chattas as well. Me'inyan le'inyan, ba'isa inyan. So when does somebody bring a carbon chattas? In the event that he does an avera b'shoigi, that had he done b'mezi, he would have been chayiv karas. What happens if somebody did multiple different veros, all of which require a chiyuv chatas? So obviously, he's going to have to go ahead and bring a chatas for each aver that he did. What if it was the same aver? So he did the same aver again and again and again. Every single time he did it b'shoigig, how many chatois is he going to bring then? So there, it depends on how many halamos there were. So if it was done with one halama, halama means he was in some state of amnesia, right? He didn't chap what was going on. Halama is another way of saying shkaga. So to the extent it was one halama, like he forgot today is Shabbos, and Mimela, he treated it like a regular weekday. So then it's considered one halama. He's going to end up bringing one chatas. If, however, there were multiple halamas, meaning he did the aver b'shoigig, and then he said, oops, and then he did it again b'shoigig, and then he said, oops, right, he keeps on chapping himself. So for every halama, he's going to be chayv. In other words, halamas are to the chatas, what hasrois are to malchus, right? Hasra is something that you give to make someone aware of what he's doing. In the world of Malchus, we have to be amazed that you would have to have Hasra. In fact, the Gemara says, Leinitna Hasra Elo Lahavchen Ben Shoigig Lameh. It's the whole point of Hasra. So Hasra is a Sugya Malchus where you have to be amazed. Halama is a sugya in chatas, but fakert, you can't be amazed, you have to be halama. It's mamish the antithesis of each other, 180 degrees. But the bottom line is, when it comes to amazed sugya, like Malkus, it's how many hasrois were there, how many mazids were there. When it comes to the chatas, it's how many halamas were there, how many shkagas were there. Now, just like when it comes to Malkus, there's an idea that the gufen are mechalik, when it comes to chatas, you have the same exact idea that the gufen are mechalik. So again, say with regards to Malkus and say with regards to Chatos, different Averis Amechalik, the Asra in the case of Malkus and the Halama in the case of Chatos Amechalik, and even where it's the same Avera and there was one Asra or one Halama, there's an idea that the Gufin are going to be Mechalik as well. What do we need to chazer over now very quickly from the Mishnah, just to segue right into the Gemara? In the Mishnah, we had four cases. Saifig Arbam, Saifig Shmoinim, Saifig Arbam, Saifig Shmoinim. Two of them were a point of contention between Sumchas and the Chacham. What were the two cases where Sumchas and the Chacham argued? The first case was where somebody shechted two children of a parah and then shechted the parah. According to the Chachamim, you're going to be Saifig Arbam. Why are you going to be Saifig Arbam? Because you did one Aveira, and being that you did one Aveira, one Maisa, you're going to get one set of Malkus. According to Sumchis, no, you're going to be Saifik Shmoinim. Because in as much as it's true, you did one Maisa. In as much as it's true, you went ahead and you did one Aveira. But there were two Sibois of Isser. This mother is Asa to Shech because you Shechted this child and that child. And that's enough somehow to be Mechayev to Malkus. The other point of contention in the Mishnah between Sumchis and the Chachamim, what would be if somebody shechted the grandmother, the granddaughter, and then he went ahead and he shechted the daughter? So according to the Chachamim, even though when you shechted the daughter, it comes out you shechted two doiras of Oysay Vesbenai, but at the same time, you're only going to be Saifig Arbam because you did one Maisa. One Maisa, you're going to get one set of Malkus. According to Sumchis, you're going to be Saifig Shmoinim, because even though you did one Maisa, but through the one Maisa that you did, what emerges is you now have a whole family that you wiped out. Akira Samin, there's two sets of Oysay Vesbenai, and that's enough for you to be Soifik Shmainim, says the Gemara. Amalei Abaye the Rav Yosef. So Abaye turns to Rav Yosef, like he so often does in Talmud Bavli. And he said, my time of the Sumchis. And I was learning this mission over here in Chulam Pei Beis Amud Aleph. And I was trying to understand, I was trying to fashtei Shita Sumchis a little bit better. I was a little bit unsure. I had a chakira hayudua, in fact, how to understand the oimik of what Sumchis is trying to say. I had to start it. Kasava Sumchis is pshat in Sumchis that he holds ochal shnei zeisei chelev behelem echad chayim shtei chatois, that if somebody would eat two zeisim of chelev and he would eat them behelem echad, he would be chayiv two chatois. Now, if somebody eats two zeisim behelem echad, based on the introduction that we said earlier, would you be chayiv two chatois or would you be chayiv one? You would be chayiv one. That's the general rule. But Abai is trying to understand Shita Sumchis, and he sees in Shita Sumchis maybe not that way. Thus, thinking out loud, Abaye says, is Pshat and Sumchis, that Sumchis holds, that this whole idea of one halama means one chatas, maybe Sumchis doesn't subscribe to. And by the way, if it's true when it comes to halamos and chatos, it's going to be true to hasrois and malchus as well. We're not learning a sugi of chatas, we're learning a sugi of malchus. Oysav es benoi is not a chayvi krisos, which comes with a chatas b'shoigeg. It's a chayvi malchus, which comes with malchus b'mezid, right? So if you got bomb, so if you shmoyim, that's what's going on. So we're just using ochal shnei zeise chayla behelam echa chayvi shtei chatos as the mashal. The nimshal would be that if somebody went ahead and he did two Averos, same Avera, behasra achas, he would also be chayiv to Malkus. This is pshat in Sumchis, that Sumchis holds achal shnei zeis echel behelam echel chayiv shtei chatois. Now, if that's the case, ubedinu de l'shaminim alma. Really, there's no reason for Sumchis' halacha to be tucked away over here in Chulin Pei Beis Amanav, because his halacha of Chayv Shmoinim is not unique to this case. It's a very global halacha. It should be somewhere in the third parak of Masechtas Makis. Ubedinu de l'shaminim alma. Right, really, it should have been somewhere else. The kamashmalan baha. The reason it's mentioned over here is loy diach l'kech de rabbanon. It was only to teach me the shita de rabbanon. The afa gaf de gufa muchlokim. Even though over here is an element of gufa muchlokim, what was the element into the Gufa Mechlakim. So again, we're going to have to pick one of the two cases. Just to keep this simple, let's pick the second case, where Sumchis Mefurish said that you soifik Shmoinim, and the Tanakhama said you can be soifik Arba. So when you shechted the Baba, and you shechted the Enochel, and now you go ahead and you shecht the middle, being that that middle, that mother, right, is Aser Sai Mitzah, the grandmother, and Sai Mitzah, the granddaughter, so we see it up a little bit as Gufa Mechlakim. And if you see it up as Gufa Mechlakim, that would have been a reason based on the introduction that you used to be soifik Shmoinim, even according to the Rabban. So that's why we mentioned in this case, not to teach me the biggest chiddush in Sumchis. The biggest chiddush in Sumchis would have been to tell me, Ochal, two kizesim of Nevela, Basra, Achas, you're going to be soifik Shmoinim. The reason we're talking about a case that has an element of Gufa Mechlakin, as we'll see in a second, that's all idiacha koicha de Rabbana, that the Rabbana knows, even where there's an element of Gufa Mechlakin, still the Allah is going to be soifig only Abba Oitam, or maybe Gustav Asumchas Alkashne Zeis, Chedu Bela Mechadein, Chai Belacht. But Alma Sumchas holds that if somebody would eat two Zeisim of Chedu Bela Mechadein, would be Chai only Achas, which would mean that as it relates to Hasra and Malkas, it would be the same thing. So why does Sumchas hold over here, soifig Shmainim, Vahach, Hainu, Taima, Hoyo, Vagufa Mechlakin? It's based on the fact that it's Gufa Mechlakin. In other words, Abaye learned the Mishnah. Abaye said, I understand the sheet of the Chacham. I understand the sheet of the Chacham. It's consistent with the rules and regulations that govern Hilchas Malkas. Why? Because this person right now, when he shechted that middle dar, he did one Maisa. One Maisa meant one Hasra. Has to be. And if that's the case, one Hasra, you can only be Chai Malkas once. You can tell me Teiris van Haim Pizmargen. At the end of the day, it's one Maisa, one Hasra, 40 Meisnes and one Hasra. If it's the same Aveira, you're going to only get Malkus once. So certainly one Meisne with one Hasra, you're going to only get. And how do you know it's one Hasra? Because it's one Meisne. So obviously it's one Meisne, one Hasra. There's no question in the world that you should be Chayv. The Shai was what Pash Pashan and Sumchas. Why is Sumchas hold you Chayv too? What happened to the fact that one Hasra means by definition you could be drinking wine all day, every day. Still, one Asra, you're only going to get Malkus one time. So how could Sumchas hold Soifik Shmoinim? So Zoktabai, maybe Sumchas doesn't hold this whole Hakdama, that whole introduction, not in Sumchas' world, right? Maybe he's a Tanu Upalik, he doesn't hold of this whole Torah. Again, universally accepted in Shas, that introduction, but maybe not in the world of Sumchas. Oidoma says, Abai, maybe not. Maybe Sumchas is masking to all that. He just holds this is different. Because this is like Gufa Mechlakim. And like we mentioned in the introduction, Gufa Mechlakim is one of the exceptions to the rule. Averis HaMechalik, Hasrois HaMechalik, and Gufa HaMechalik. Now, is this really Gufa Mechlakim? This is not someone that was boiled two nidus. That's true. It was one mice shchit on one animal. But there's two sibas, Zakrashni of Isser. The sibas Isser is coming mitzad the Baba, and it's coming mitzad the Enikol. So being that there's two sibas of Isser, maybe that's viewed as Gufa Mechlakim. And if that's the case, maybe that Pshat and Sumchas. So it's Pshat and Sumchas that he undermines the whole introduction. He doesn't hold that you can only be Chai of one Malkus if there was one Asra. One Asra, I don't know, every time you do an Aver, you're going to be Chai. Say here too. There were Kilu, two Oisei Vesbenois that just took place. And it's for that reason you're going to be Chai of Shtayim. Or maybe he's masking to the introduction. He holds that this case of Oisei Vesbenois is Gufa Mechlakim. It's not your classic quintessential textbook example of Gufa Mechlakim, but I could hear that it's on the spectrum of a Gufa Mechlakim, and maybe that's the reason, according to Sumchas, you're going to be Chayv Shmoinim. Either way, who asked this question? Abaye asked it to Rav Yosef. Amaleis Rav Yosef turned to Abaye. He said, in. What's in? Right? The two stodim. Kasavar, achal, shnei, zeise, chelev, behelem, echad, chayiv, shtechatois. Pshat and Sumchas is, not that this is Gufa Mechlakim. The first side, he doesn't agree with the whole introduction. He holds, helem, echad, tu chatois, which means as it relates to Malkus, Hasra achas, you're going to be chayev to Hasra. It says the Gemara Mimai. How do you know this? Now, let's set this up because this is going to take us all the way until the Mishnah on Daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph. This is going to take us till the end of the Daf. So the premise, the unspoken premise of the Gemara is that Rav Yosef would not have said such a big chiddush. Why create a sumchis that's a tanu upalik, even though he has the credentials? But still, like, you don't pull out that badge unless you have to. So why would we assume that sumchis is being chaylik on something that everybody knows is true unless we were sort of forced into it? And that's the question mimar. Rav Yosef must have had a hechrach. He had a chacha from somewhere that this is Shita Sumchas. And really, the way the Gemara is going to try to answer this question, this very simple question of Mimai, is by trying to find a Shita Satanam somewhere in Shas that seems to not hold of the introduction. That holds with its counterpart as it relates to Malkus. If we can find such a Tana, then it's plausible to assume that we could put a name to the face and we could say, who is that Tana at Tzumchas? And really, from here until the end of the daf, the Gemara is going to take three cracks at it. We're going to try three times to find a Shita, I don't know what Yosef has been on, but we're going to try to find a Shita that holds that one Hasra can beget several Malkiyos. If that's the case, it's Yutochen and it's Mistaber that anonymous Tana over there is really Shita Sumchis over here, says the Gemara. So again, Mimai, why would Rav Yosef have assumed such a big Chiddush? Tafasta Meruba, which usually is like Tafasta in Shita Sumchis, probably because he had a Shita Satanam somewhere that holds this way, and Rav Yosef is making a nice Sushta. Rav Yosef, who's the great Sinai, see the end of Brochus and the end of Hirius, is now being Madame Milsol and Milsol, and he's saying it's Yitochin that Sumchus is the author of that Shita. So says the one with the Tanya, because we learned to the Braisa, Hazoreya Kilayim Loika. You didn't see double. That's what it says. Hazoreya Kilayim Loika. If somebody plants Kilayim, he's going to get Malkus. Says the Gemara, my Loika. What does Loika mean? Ilema Loika Achas. Does Loika mean like achas? And really what the Bryce is saying is that if someone is a rare kalaim, he gets Malkus, pshita. I mean, if someone's a rare kalaim, he's over loisa, sheesh by maisa. I don't need a special Bryce to tell me he gets Malkus. But oi, my kalaim, right? This sounds like shema, right? What is kalaim? Why does it say the word kalaim twice? What's pashupsha in this Bryce? It's a rare kalaim. Loika, help me out, please. Ella says the gemar pshita, right? There's Ella's and there's Ella pshitas. Ella pshita, shtei Malkus. Obviously, this person was a rare kalaim, since faith and mal. And loika doesn't mean like achas, it means like a shtayim. Okay, so now already we're saying something that maybe I want to know. We're already holding a shtickle on the derech to say a chiddush. But the Gemara says, but my, let's work through the case a little bit better. Is it talking about where the person was a rare kalayim, and then he was a rare kalayim a second time, and he was warned before each time he was a rare kalayim? Tanina, this is also pashat. It's also pashat. It's a mafurish mishnah. Makis chafalof amar alof. No, shoyz a yain kalayim. A nozer that was drinking wine the entire day. Einoy chayiv. Right, we always say that's why he was makabel nazir, is because he drinks wine the whole day. But we don't have to go back to that. So einoy chayiv ela achas. So this person is only going to be chayiv one malchus. Oh, I'm relieved. They told him al tishtevu shoyz. Chayiv kalachas vach. This is the mishnah that says that asroy is a machalik. But the bottom line is that if there were two asrois, it's posh you're going to be chayiv malchus twice. I don't need this brisa as a rare kalayim bezeach hazeh b'shtei asrois like Einstein. Elo says the Gemara again pshita. It's also part of the elopshita. Elopshita, that not only was he zereh twice, but it was bevas achas. He must have done them both literally at the same time. Ubasra achas, which means that there was one asra, right? The guy's about to be zereh kalayim, and he warns him, and he goes out, he's zereh kalayim twice. And what does it say? You're going to be chayiv two times. Mani, who is the Tana that holds that one hasra, if you go ahead and you're zereh, you're going to be chayiv two times? Is it the Rabbanon of our Mishnah who's chaylik with sumchis that holds that when you shech the mother after you shechted the grandmother and the granddaughter, you're only going to be like arbaim? Can't be. Because hashta, ma hasam the gufa mukhlakim. Madach in our Mishnah, where there's a tzad of gufa mukhlakim, because there's two gufim that are the seaboys of this issa. Patri Rabban, and the Rabban say you're potter from the second mal, because you only give me chayiv one. Hach over here, weird. There's no gufa mukhlakim like kolshkein, certainly. Now, by the way, why is it so poshut that there's no gufa mukhlakim? You planted two sets of kalayim, so why should that not be gufa mukhlakim? So all the rishonim say the reason is gufa mukhlakim only makes sense where each guf is chashiv. So two human beings or even two animals would be considered gufa mukhlakim, but two seeds is not considered gufa mukhlakim. Gufin a mechalik if the guf is a davar chashiv, but another garanim is not enough of a davar chashiv to say that that's going to go ahead and be able to be mechalik. But either way, it can't be that according to the Rabbanan that you soifik arbaim in our Mishnah, over here you're going to be like it twice. Elav sumchasi. It must be it's the Rabbanan's bal plukdit sumchas. And just like sumchas holds soifik shmoinim in the Mishnah and oisav ezbenoi, he's going to hold as a rare kalayim like you're going to get twice. What do you see from that? If that's the case, Zok Rabbi Yosef, you see that what's the Yisoides Shita Sumchas? It's not because he learned up Oysev Es Minoy Yizku from Echlakim. It's because he holds that you can be Chayim Malchus twice, even for one Asra. And that's why Lushitasa, he holds the same thing when it comes to Kalayim. So says Rabbi Yosef, Mimai, why did I learn up in Sumchas that the Yisoid of Shita Sumchas is not on Tzkufa Mukhlakim, but it's because he holds Achal Shnei Zeis Echelu B'Helam Echel Chayiv Shtei Chatois. I didn't see it in the Mishnah. Fakir, in the Mishnah, Volta Chizok Tafasta Mu Tafasta. I would have taken on the lesser Chiddush. Why make Sumchas B'Chaylik and call it Tayra Kula? But I know it from somewhere else, because I know there's a Bryce, there's a Rea Kalayim, Kalayim Loika, and it's Pshita, where he was a Rea Kalayim twice. It's also Pshita where it was one Hasra. And if still Shaykh Bichayv twice for one Asra, must be there such a Shita. The only Shita I know, it could be a Sumchas. That's probably Pshan and Shita Sumchas and the Mishnah in Chulim Pei Beis Amal. But the Gemara says, like, it's not Muchach Rabbi Yosef. There's no Hechrich. There's Abaya talking. And Abaya tells Rabbi Yosef, there's no Hechrich. L'Oilam, I'll tell you, Rabbanan. L'Oilam, I'll tell you that the Braisa that says, Hazereh Kalayim Kalayim Loika is not Sumchas. There is no such Shita Sumchas. Though you say Sumchas by us is because he also goofed Mechlakim. Don't go there. Sumchas never said one Asra, you can be Chayv two Malkas. And it's going according to Rabban. And it's talking about where the two Zriyos happen. Bezeh Acharzeh. It's talking about where it happened, Bezeh Acharzeh. So what's the Kasha? If it happened, Bezeh Acharzeh, we said then it's Pshita, you're going to be Chayiv Malkas twice. Because if it happened, Bezeh Acharzeh, and it was B'shtei Asrois, so, right, that's the Mishnah in Malkas. Al Tish, then there were two Asrois, for sure you're going to be Chayiv twice. That's the Abaya, no, there is a little bit of a chiddush in the world of Kalayim. It's a Kalayim de Gechiddush. Umilsa aga vurche kamash malon, ikitre gavne Kalayim. That there are two types of Kalayim, ulafuke bid Rav Yosha, and it's like Rav Yosha. Rav Yosha said, Achiz rechita usair, vachaitz mapailus yad. The only time a person's chayv a Kalayim is if he plants a chita usaira and a chartzen, and it's then and only then, if he did it in one shot, that you're going to be chai for the laws of Kilei HaKerem. Kamash Malon, Hazereh Kalayim Kalayim, Dechizor Achit V'chartzen, that was the first Kalayim, Usair V'chartzen, that was the second Kalayim, Nami V'chai, you're going to be chai. So it's talking about Bezeh Achazeh, and there's no chiddush in the world of Asrois and Malkis. Pasha, you do two Averis, one after another, with two Asrois, you're going to be chai Malkis twice. The chiddush is, it was two Averis, because in the world of Rabbi Yoshi, it would have been one Aver, because Chit, Usair, and Chartzen is one. Okay, it's not Kalayim, but it's not Chit, Usair, and Chartzen. If you hold Chit, V'chartzen is one, and Usair, V'chartzen is one, well then Chit, V'chartzen, Usair, V'chartzen is going to end up being two, and that's the chiddush that you like Yishtein. It's not a Mesechtes Makis de Gechiddush. It's a Mesechtes Kalayim de Gechiddush. The bottom line is, La'olam it's talking about where there were two Asrois, it's going to leave the Rabban, it has nothing to do with our Sugya. And as a result, Abaya successfully was Doicha, Rav Yosef's first attempt to try to find a Tana that holds that Ochal Shnei Zeis Echel B'Helam Echel Chayim Shtei Chatois, which would be then a Sipa to say that maybe that Tana Sumchis and would emerge as a Mechudish Tega understanding of Shita Sumchis in our Mishnah, says the Gemara Toshma. Rabbi Yosef now is going to try to bring another Mekar to have such a Tana. And this is from a Mishnah. And this Mishnah is Lekamon. It's in Perek Gidanosha, Daf Tzadik Vavamanah. So it's discussing the laws of Gidanosha. So Perek Gidanosha is coming on. And one of the Machloikesen that feature prominently in the Perek is that there's a Machloikes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. If somebody eats the two Gid Hanashas. So the Gid Hanashas is in the thigh of the animal. So the animal has two thighs. Hence, there's two Gid Hanashas. So if somebody goes and eats the two Gid Hanashas, is it going to be Chayiv Malkus twice for eating the two Gid Hanashas, or is it only going to be Chayiv Malkus once? Now, this is a little nuance, because really what the Gemara is going to do now, and the Gemara is going to actually do it twice in the balance of the daf, is really totally in having a Havana in a Sugya that we didn't learn yet, Rashi tells us. So, but the Mara has a little bit of a discussion why Rabbi Yehuda holds that if you eat the two Gid Hanashas, you're going to be Chayiv one, you're not going to be Chayiv two. It's an Ibaya in the Gemara. One side in the Gemara is, it's because Rabbi Yehuda holds that only one of them is Chayiv. Well, that's for sure. The Rabbi Yehuda holds that only one of them is Chayiv. However, the Gemara has a suffix whether it's Rabbi Yehuda knew which one is Chayiv or Rabbi Yehuda was misupik which one is chayiv. If Rabbi Yehuda was mesupik, which one was chayiv? So that would explain why if you eat one, you can't get malchus. If you eat two, now already you can get malchus. How many malchus are you going to get? You're going to get one malchus, not two. Because Mimon of Shach, from the two that you ate, you know you for sure ate the wrong one. The Gemara has another tzad. The Rabbi Yehuda knows which one you chayiv for, and it's the right one. not the left one, it's the right one. The right thigh, not the left thigh. And it's for that reason, if a person goes ahead and eats two, he's only going to be chayev one. Not because it's a sofik amimon of shachi ate one, but because only one of them is chayev. Rabbi Yehuda even knows which one is chayev. It's the right thigh that's chayev, not the left one. Good. Either way, says the Gemara, Acham mizek kezayis, mizek kezayis. In the event that somebody went ahead and ate a kezayis of the rechte gedanusha and a kezayis from the linke gedanusha, sofik shmoin, he gets malchus twice. Rabbi Yehuda says, any sofik alar bami, he only gets malchus once. Hey, chidami, what's the case? What is the physical case where, according to the Tanakh, is it talking about where he ate first the right gedanosha, then the left gedanosha? And not just that, there was asra before he ate the right one, there was asra before he ate the left one, which would explain why, according to the Tanakami, you say fix shmoinim, right? There were two asrois. As a result, you're going to get malchus twice. Even though it's the same aver, it's gedanosha, but you did it twice. As a result, you're going to be sleifik shmoinim. But if that's the case, my time with the Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Yehuda hold bechlal that you're going to get malchus? Hasra sofiki. It's a hasra sofik. V'shamina le'le Rabbi Yehuda dam asra sofik lo'ishmei hasra. And we know shnitas Rabbi Yehuda is that asra sofik lo'ishmei hasra. Now this question of the Gemara that it should be asra sofik, Zokrash is on the side of the Gemara. Look, come on, this is where you have to know the Gemara later a little bit better. It's on the side of the Gemara that Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda, why you only like Arbam, is because he's Masafkale. He doesn't know if it's the right one or if it's the left. There is such a side in the Ibai. So on that side, that Rabbi Yehuda is Masafkale, you should even get Arbam if it happened Bezeach Hazeh. Again, there's a clear side in the Gemara that the Yisoida Shittas Rabbi Yehuda is, he is Masafkale, which one of the Gedanosh is Asar. If that's the case, you wouldn't get even Arbam if it happened Bezeach Hazeh B'Shtei Asrois. Because Shittas Rabbi Yehuda B'Shittas is So just play it out. Person eats the right gedanosha. You warn him, don't eat what you're about to eat. Maybe it's not asra. And then you eat the left one. Don't eat what? Now, Mumarav Shach, you did an Aveira, but each asra was an asra sofik. So that can't be the case. Being that the Gemara has it sad that the Yisoid of Rabbi Yehuda Shita is Misafkale, and you see Rabbi Yehuda holds, you get at least one Malchus. It can't be it was two asrois, because each asra would have ended up being an asra sofik. So it has to be by definition that there was one asra. Now, how do you know Rabbi Yehuda holds, this is a little parenthetical, that asra sofik loishmei asra? So the Gemara digresses for a few lines. The case is talking about where someone didn't know who his father is. He narrowed it down to two people, but he doesn't know who his father is. It's either Reuven or Shimon. Now, you're not allowed to hit your father. You're not allowed to be Mekal your father. This person went ahead, and he was Maka both people. So, Mamon of Shach, he got his father. Or he cursed one, and then he cursed the other. Or he hit both of them at the same time. He was Mekal both of them at the same time. Chayiv, he's going to be Chayiv. Because Mamon of Shach, he was Maka Mekal his father. You remember who this says, Bavasachas, if he did Bavasachas, Chayiv, he's going to be Chayiv. If he did Bavasachas, Potter, he's going to be Potter. Why is he Potter if he did Bavasachas? Because he needs Asra to be Chayiv, and each Asra is Asra Safik, because he can't tell the person, don't hit this man, he's your father. Maybe he's not. And then afterwards, maybe he's not. So, being that it's Asra Safik, Rabbi Yehuda Shita is Asra Safik, Lo Yishmei Asra. So again, you can't tell me that the case of Achloi, the two Gid Hanoshes, where according to the Tanakam, Yechayv Shmein, according to Rabbi Yehuda, going to be Chayv Rabban, is talking about where it was two Asrois, Bezeh HaChazeh, because then in Rabbi Yehuda's world, you couldn't be Chayv Rabban. On the side of Shani, Rabbi Yehuda is, it's a Safik, each Hasra would have been a Hasra Safik. You know, Rabbi Yehuda Shita from Makkah of Avim, and Makkah of Avim, is Asra Safik, Lo Yishmei Asra, Ela Pshita Zakhti Gemara. It's Pasha, no other way to learn this song. Ela Pshita Bevas Achas Basra Achas. Has to be talking about where the case was where the person ate the two Gid Hanoshes, Bevas Achas, and there was one Hasra. Interesting. So it was one Asra. And still, the Tanakama says, Yichayv Shmoinim. Freit the Gemaru, Man Tanakama. Who's the Tanakama? Let's rope it back to our sugi. Lame Rabban, the Pligal of the Sumchis. Is it Rabban and the Sumchis who hold that when you shecht the mother, after you shechted the grandmother and the granddaughter, the halach is, you're going to be Chayv one set of Malkis, hashed. Over there. The Gufa Mechlokim. Where there's a Tzad Gufa Mechlokim. Patri Rabban and the Rabban and say, you Patri from the second Malkus. Hach over here, like Kolshkin El Alav, it has to be Sumchasi. Oh, and it must be. If you're going to put a name to the face of this Mishnah, it must be a Sumchas. There's no one else that we're aware of. Must be that the Havon of this Sumchas is that Sumchas holds that Achash Nei Zeis Echel. That Loch is, you're going to be Chai. Shnai, but the Gemara says, lie. I'll tell you, it's talking about this Mishnah where the person ate the two Gidanoshes Bezachase. And it's going according to the Rabbanan, right? The Rabbanan. There's nothing to do with Sumchas, because there is no such shita as Sumchas. If that's the case, if it's Bezachase, what was the issue? The issue was, I understand Rabbi Yehuda. How do you understand that Rabbi Yehuda holds you're going to be Sofik Arbon? And there's a tzad that it's all misafik. Each Asra is Asra Safik. The Tana, the Mishnah holds, Ki idach Tana Rabbi Yehuda, like another Tana in Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, the Omar who holds Hasra Safik, Shma Hasra. So inasmuch as we just brought a Klar of Raisa that says Rabbi Yehuda holds Asra Safik, Lo Shmei Asra, Hika Ezeh V'chazer V'hika Ezeh, Kilel Ezeh V'chazer V'kilel Ezeh, Potter, but there's another Tana in the world of Rabbi Yehuda who holds that Shitas Rabbi Yehuda is that Asra Safik Ishma Asra. Who's that? Tana, the Tanya, very famous price. It says in the Torah, V'loy Seisiru Mimenu Ad Boiker, V'anoysner Mimenu Ad Boiker Be'ech Tisroifu. So this is a Pasik in Parshas Boy. Now I'll leave over from the Korban Pesach. And then the Torah says, if you leave over from the Korban Pesach, Be'ech Tisroifu, says the price. So as much as the Torah said, there's a loy sase of noysner, but immediately afterwards, the Torah doubled it and followed it with an assay to teach me loy mashein loy kenov that there's no malchus divrei Rabbi Yehuda asay al Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda holds you don't get malchus on the lav of noisa because it's a lav shenitak lasay. Rabbi Yaakov says loy men Hashem uzut. That's not the reason. Elam shum davali lav shein by meisa. V'cholav shein by meisa ain't loy kenov. The reason there's no malchus by noisa is not because lav shenitak lasay, but rather because it's a lav shein by meisa. What do you see? You see that Rabbi Yehuda holds that were not for the fact that noisa was a lav shenitak lasay, you would get malchus on the issa noisa. Shtelzich the fraga, how could you get malchus on the issa noisa? What's the havamina that you should get malchus on the issa noisa? The only thing you get malchus is if there's asra. How would you give asra on noisa? Just try to visualize it. You have a person who brought the carbon pesach and there's a little bit of basa from the pesach sitting around. You go over to him and you tell him, you better eat this right now, because if you don't eat this right now, you're going to chap fresk, right? Well, it's not true. What do you mean? Look at your watch. Right? You still have a couple of hours. So that Hasra is not going to be a real Hasra. But I don't know, but maybe you're not. Maybe? That's Hasra Safik. Hasra Safik, Loishma Hasra. From the fact that Rabbi Yehuda holds, that theoretically, hypothetically, we're not for the fact that Noisa was a lav shenitak lasnei, you would get Malkus on the lav of Noisa. Vice tois, it's Shayach Hasra. It's Shayach Hasra. Must be Hasra Safik, Shma Hasra. Says, Okta Gemara, Lo'oilam. The Mishnah is talking about where it's Bezeach Hazeh. According to Rabbi Yehuda, how can you be Sofik? Even Arbaim, Luchura, it's Asra Sofik. And Rabbi Yehuda Shita is Asra Sofik, Loishma Asra. That's one version in Rabbi Yehuda Shita. There's another version. Our Tana is Sovala Ki Hai Tana in the world of Rabbi Yehuda that owns Asra Sofik. It's really Shema Ha'asra. One last Toshma. So this is already a Braisa. It's talking again about Gid Anosha. It's talking about where somebody ate two Gidim. But the case was where he ate two Gidim from two Yerechos, from two Behemoths. Now it was the same Yerech, so it was the same side. But it was two gidim from two different behemoths. Seifik shmoinim, you get malchus 80 times. Meaning two sets of malchus. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Eini seifik al arbaim." You only get malchus one time. Now Rashi says that in that sugya that we didn't learn yet, that we keep on referring to, the Gemara is actually machria the shaila in Rabbi Yehuda Shita, the previous Rabbi Yehuda, where the Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's a suffix, which one of the Erechos is Gid, is going to be Asner, or he knew for sure it's the right one, from this Bryce right here. This is, Rashi says, Umeha Pashtina Beper Gid Anosha, the Pshita Leather Rabbi Yehuda B'Yemen. The Rabbi Yehuda knew which side it was, and it was the right side. Because if he doesn't know, then according to Rabbi Yehuda, you shouldn't get malchus at all. If you eat the right side, and then the right side from another animal, why are you being Seifik Arbaan? If it was Mesafkele Rabbi Yehuda, you shouldn't get anything. So the Hanacha in this Tashma is not consistent with the Hanacha in the previous Tashma. We know that. The previous Tashma, the Gemara was bringing a Raya from the real-time Iboya of the Gemara. Here we're bringing a Raya from a Brisa that the Gemara actually introduced when it was Poshet the Iboya. But either way, so says the Brisa again, in the event that somebody ate two Gidim, two Yerechos, two Behemos, according to the Tanakhama, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's only Arbam. Hey, Chidami, what's the case? Is it talking about who's Bezach HaZabashtei Asrois? Which would explain why Soifik Shmoinim, my time with Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Arbam, Vesulai. Then why would Rabbi Yehuda hold you only get Arbam? If there were two Asrois, that's like the Nazar that drank Revius Yain and Revius Yain. Of course he's going to get Malchus twice. Why are we going to get what? Ela Zokti Gemara Pshita, Bevas Achz B'chad Asrois. Has to be. There's no other way to learn. It's talking about where it all happened in one shot, and there was one Hasra. And that would explain why Rabbi Yehuda holds Arbam. But the problem is, then why does Tanakama hold Shmoyne, man Tanakam, Lame Rabbanu Tligalad the Sumchis, and again the same Cheshman. Is the Tanakam of the Rabbanon of our Mishnah who is Chilakan Sumchis a camp? Because Ma Hassam the Gufa Machlokin, Madach by Yusuf Espinoy, but there was a Tzagufa Machlokin, Pat Rabban Rabbanon hold its pot there. Hach over here like Koshkin, that it should be. Potter from a second Malchus El Olav Sumchesi. It must be a Sumches. So it has to be this Tanakam over here in that price and Gidan Osher must be of the opinion that one Hasra, you could still get two sets of Malchus. Ochal Shnei Zeisachel of Bechel Mechod. You're going to be Chayiv two Chatois. Hence, says the Gemara, this is where Rabbi Yosef saw that Sadar is Ashit in the Welt, and that's why he took on the Momachudish to understanding of what Shita Sumchas is in the Mishnah on that Pebez Amarach. But the Gemara says, no, there's no right from here either. Strike three. Lailam is Achazah. Lailam, I'll tell you. This price is also talking about where he ate it for Zachazah. And that's Pshat in the Chachamim. The Tanakam of this price. Ochal shnei gidim m'shtei yureches m'shtei behemois b'zeach hazeh b'shtei hasrois. Everybody holds soifig shmoinim. Aye, what's the problem? Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, soifig al arbaim. That makes sense. L'cheri did two aveiros. Or even if it's the same aveiro, but it was two hasrois. So of course it should be soifig shmoinim. No, it's talking about b'zeach hazeh. Udi ka'amrit, my time with the Rabbi Yehuda. It's talking about Kigoyin the less be kezayis. Where one of these two gedanoshes didn't have a kezayis. So what? The Tanya, for that, you have to have some bekiyas in the world of gedanosha, because in that sugya, there's a braisa that says as follows. Och, leveim be kezayis. If somebody would eat a full gedanosha, a gedanosha shalem, but there was no kezayis, chayiv be chayiv malchus. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ad sheyeh be kezayis. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you only be chayiv if there's a kezayis. You want to know what the machloik is, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Tanakam is in this price. All different machloik. It's not a mesechtes makis digger machloik. This is a machloik that's very local, it's regional, it's specific, it's nuanced, very micro to the world of Gedan Osho. And it's Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim Lashito Sayu that hold, or that debated, and that argued whether the Isser Gidan Osher requires Kezayis, like almost all Macholis Asurois, or maybe if someone eats a Gid Sholem, that's a Dover Choshev, if Neyatzmai, maybe that would be enough for the person to be Chayv. The Tanakama holds Yechayv for a Gid Sholem, therefore, Ochal Shnei Gidim, Mishtei Yereches, Mishtei Behemes, where one had a Kezayis, the other one didn't have a Kezayis. As long as the other one is a Gid Sholem, who cares? Soifik Shmoinim, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, that if only one of them had a Kezayis, Inu Soifik Yalu Rabam. That is like a funny roundabout way of presenting what they already argued in a more straightforward way about Raya, that this Shita Sumchas in the Welt, you don't have. The bottom line is, Rabbi Yosef tried proving that there's a Shita in the world that undermines and disagrees with this whole premise, with the introduction that we gave to the Daf. At the end of the day, it's Rabbi Yosef's Chiddush. Abai is not happy with it. But those that learn Gemara every day shouldn't be stunned that Rabbi Yosef said a Chiddush and that Abai wasn't so happy about it. But the bottom line is, exhale. So as it relates to Raid, and you know, really, a raid by Klali, as it pertains to the sugyas of Oysoi ve'espinai. So, the Mishnah, in the beginning of the parak, after it introduced the basic idea of Oysoi ve'espinai, said Ketzar. Ketzar, how does Oysoi ve'espinai play itself? And the Mishnah went and gave 12 different scenarios, juggling cases where the animals were chulin, kachin, where the shechitas happened, bifnim, meaning in the azara, or outside of the azara, and what the halacha would be in each one of these cases. The first of the 12 cases was the most obvious and the simplest. Mishnah said, Ketzad, hashoychet oisei ve'espenoi chulin b'chotz, in the event that both of these animals were chulin, and both shechitas took place b'chotz, so the halacha is shneim, Sherim, both of these animals are going to be kosher, meaning you'll be allowed to eat the meat of these animals. Vasheni soivig asarba. And as it relates to the second one, you're going to be soivig asarba. This is the classic case of Oysev Espinoy as it relates to Chulin. Very, very straightforward. This is not in Yerushalayim. It's not Bizman Sheves HaMikdash HaYakayim. It's in the Zman of the Chorban. Somebody goes and he shechts two animals that are chulin. You want to eat the meat of the animal, you're allowed to eat the meat of the animal. However, the second person who did the Maisa Aveira, he's going to get Malkus for what it is that he did. Rashi in the Mishnah, Dibra Maschel Shneim Ksherim, says, Mishum Debay Lemisna Seifa Shneim Psuim. Being that in the course of the Mishnah is going to mention, in the other 11 cases, times where if you shecht an animal, in a scenario of Oisei Ves Benoi, the meat of the animal is going to be pasul. So it's for that reason, but Derech Agav, we mentioned in the first case, Shneim Kshem. In other words, Rashi was bothered. Why does the Mishnah say, Hashoichet Oisei Ves Benoi, Chulin Bachut Shneim Kshem? Why would you think they're not kosher? What would be a sibah to say it's not kosher? Of course the meat is kosher. It's true the second person was over in Aveira. He was over Oisei Ves Benoi. But why would you think that the meat should be suddenly aser b'achila? So Rashi, there's no reason in the world that you would think it. There is no havamina at all to even suggest something like this. If that's the case, why did the Mishnah say Shneim Kshayim? The reason the Mishnah says Shneim Kshayim is because the Mishnah is going to mention a lot of cases where the meat is going to be pasul. We did Shechitas Chutz, we yeshechted Chulam Bifnim. There's going to be a lot of cases where there's going to be psul. So Agav, we're going to mention cases where the meat is going to be pasul. So we mention over here, we state the obvious that this meat is going to be kosher. Tosfos on Daf Pei Amud Aleph, which is really shayach to the Mishnah, but Tosfos on Daf Pei Amud Aleph brings Rashi, and Tosfos says, I respectfully disagree. The reason the Mishnah said, Chulim Bachut Shneim Ksherim, so kedaita, because I could have had a Havamina, the Mifsel Sheni, that maybe the second one should be possible, Mishum Lo Yisoychal Kol Toyeva. Kedoama Beperikol Abasa, the Kaman Daf Kuf Tez Vav Amud Aleph. The Gemara Daf Kuf Tez Vav Amud Aleph brings a drasha from a pasuk in Dvarim Yud Dalet Gimel that says Lo Yisoychal Kol Toyeva, and we learn from there that anything that was noitzer, any bosser that came about beiser, the halach is you're not allowed to eat. If that's the case, Zok Tosfos, it's partially why the Mishnah has said Shneim Ksherim, because we're bavarning that for whatever reason that lav of Lo Yisoychal Kol Toyeva doesn't apply, and therefore the meat is going to be kosher. So Zok Tosfos that Rashi said Shneim Ksherim, there's no chiddush. It's all mentioned b'derech agav. I disagree. There is a chiddush. The chiddush is the sheni, the solka daitach, the mifsel sheni, because you were over the isra oisei ves benoi when you shechted the sheni. Kamash malon, that you're not going to be over the isra. Now, even according to Tosfos, this is something that's being mentioned in Derech Agav, because the Mishnah says shneim kshem. So the second one is a chiddush that you don't say loisoich al kol teiva. But al kopanim, once I needed to say that the second one is kosher, so I'm going to say only the sheni is kosher. That's not true. The first one's also kosher. So it's for that reason the Mishnah went ahead and the Mishnah said shneim kshem. In Chedushi Reb Kiva Eger, so there's a Haggah that it says on the bottom is Mitalmid Echot. It was written by one of the Talmidim Reb Kiva Eger, and he brings, printed in Chedushi Reb Kiva Eger over here, Chulin Daf Ayin Chesem Aleph, that he heard from his Rebbe, a different Mahalach, to explain what the Chiddush is, why you would have thought that if somebody shechts Oisoi Ve'es Benoi, maybe the halacha is it shouldn't be okay. And it's based on a well-known sugi in Shas, in the first parak in Masechtas Tmura, it's a machlokes Abaye Ve'Rava. I kol milsa da'ovid rachmano loy savid. I ovid mahani, or I ovid loy mahani. This is a machlokes Abaye Ve'Rava, like the machlokes yish loy midas, have yish loy have yish, is a machlokes Abaye Ve'Rava. This is a global machlokes which comes up in the world of raid, literally in Kol HaTorah Kula. Anytime the Torah says you're not allowed to do something, if you go ahead and you do it anyways, Yavid Mahani or Yavid Loi Mahani. So Reb Kiva Eger said that Rashi and Tosfos are both muching. What's the chiddush of the Mishnah that if somebody shechts Oisev Es Benoi, Shneim Bachutz, Talach is Shneim Ksherim, it's Poshet that it's kosher. So Reb Kiva Eger, it's not Poshet. Because the second person that went ahead and he shechted, he was over in Issa Deiraisa of Oisev Es Benoi, Lois Eschatu Bi Emechot. So I would have thought that Kol Milsud Amar Achmano Lois Savid, Yavid Loi Mahani, the Torah would say the Shechit is not a kosher Shechita. Kamash Malon, Shneim Ksherim, that it's going to be kosher. Now, there's a longer version of this Reb Kiva Eger, which ties into raid that we spoke about in the beginning of the Masechta and Daf Yudal Ramad Aleph, Hashleichet B'Shabbos, Afa Pisha Shchitasi Kshera, Harezim Eschai Benavsha, and the Velts Kasha, why don't you say Yavalai Mahani? Reb Kiva Eger is mafalful on this. It's a very geschmack Reb Kiva Eger in light of raid that we spoke about in this Chabur already. Ayin Shom. But the bottom line is, Reb Kiva Eger says a second Mahalach to explain why it is that you would think that maybe if someone's over Oisav as Benoi, the Shechita should be a Shechita Psula. It's based on the Shas Sugya of Kol Milsa Dam Rachman Aloy Savid, I Ovid Loi Mahani. In other words, Rashi said Shneim Ksherim, the whole thing was mentioned with Derech Agav. Tosfos and Rab Kiva Eger are both being Megalotas. No, could be it's not so Agav Dik. Could be there's a Chiddush in the Shechita of the second animal that you would have thought maybe the boss is going to be puzzled. Tosfos said based on a Gemara in Kuftes Vav and Aleph, it's a lav in the Torah Loi Soichal Kol Teyeva. Kivega said based on the Shas Sugya of Kol Misal Dam Rachman Aloy Savid, I Ovid Loi Mahani. Stating that, if you take a look at the Rambam, and the Rambam is right in the beginning of Perek Yud Beis of Hilcha Shechita. That's where the Rambam discusses the laws of Oisei Vespinoi. Hashoichet Oisei Vespinoi B'yoy Mechad, Habasam Mutter Ba'achila. If somebody shechts Oisei Vespinoi B'yoy Mechad, the Basam is going to be Mutter Ba'achila. Vashoichet Loike, Shenema Oisei Vespinoi, Loise Shechatu B'yoy Mechad. V'enei Loike, Ela Shechita Sa'achroin, it's only the second person that gets Malkus. V'chulei, v'chulei, v'chulei. The Torah in Simen Tez Zayin brings Lishoyne Yazov Shal HaRambam. And the Bach in his Zagah on the Torah says that from the way the Rambam presented the Halacha, it sounds a little bit like the Rambam held that there's a Chiddush in the fact that if someone shechts Oisei Vesbenoi, the Mutter or the Basar is going to be Mutter Bachil. Now says the Bach, I know Rashi, Tosfos already discussed this, but from the Dakus Haloshen of the Rambam, I think I see a little bit more. Because the Rambam says, the Rambam doesn't say the Basar of the Sheini is Mutabachila. The Rambam says, Basar Mutabachila, it sounds like all of the Basar. Side the Rishon, side the Sheini. And it sounds a little bit, says the Bach, that the Rambam holds that there's some chiddush over here that I need to tell you, that not only is the boss of the Sheini going to be Mutav Achila, but the boss of the Rishon is also going to be Mutav Achila. And says the Bach, to me, this is a Tmir Gedayla. In other words, we spoke out that Rashi was Mefarish in the Mishnah. There's no chiddush at all in the fact that if somebody shechts Oisev as Benoi, unless there was Shechit Echotz or Shechit as Pnim, that the boss is going to be Mutav Achila. Why would you think it's also Achila? And even though the Mishnah said Shneim Ksherim was only mentioned by Derech Agav, even Tosfos that went ahead and Tosfos said, no, there's a chiddush. Tosfos said the chiddush is Shechit as Hasheini. That is Lushoini Azov Shal Tosfos. But that there should be a chiddush that the boss of the Rishon, and by the way, even Reb Kiv Eger's time of Kol Milsa Dam Rachman Elisavid Yavod Lamiyan, that's all in the Sheni, where you are over the Isser. But the Rishon, which was done behetet, there's no Chiddush in the world that should somehow be also that I would need to tell you it's Mutter. The Bach saw in the Rambam, very subtle, that the Rambam says Habosam Mutter Bachilo. He didn't say the Basar Hasheni. He said the Basar is Mutter Bachilo, which sounds like all the Basars are Mutter Bachilo. And the Bach wonders out loud, is the Rambam trying to tell me that there's a Chiddush saying the Basar of the Rishon inside the Basar of the Sheni? Lemaisa, the Bach says it's mistaber that this is not a diyuk, and the Rambam is probably just quoting the Lashon HaMishnah Kedarkei Bakodesh, and the Torah is quoting the Lashon HaRambam. Everyone's just quoting everybody, but the Torah is quoting the Rambam, who's quoting Rabbi Yudah Nasi. So the bottom line is, it could be there isn't such a diyuk to be had, and whatever pshat in the Mishnah is, that's going to be pshat in the Rambam. But Lemaisa, the Bach mutches a little bit. It sounds like a Basar mutter in the Bach's Havana of how the Rambam should have presented this halacha. He felt that there was a little bit of a diuk here, and if that's the case, it's definitely something worth exploring a little bit. Is there a tzad to say that I could have had a havamina that in the world of Oisnei Vesbenoi, not only the basar of the second animal that I shechted should be mutter, but maybe there's even a chiddush that the basar of the first one is mutter as well? So I saw in the Sefer Mishnas Maseches Chulin, that's from Agoyin, Rabbi Somer Garbuz, and this is in Perek Lamed. He has a whole perek on the lumdus of understanding Oisoy Ve'esbenoi, and as he speaks out there, it's Yitochin, that once you come to understanding a little better the lumdus, how Oisnei Vespenoi works, it would be a little bit of a pshat in the Bach Stig, in the Rambam, and really a completely new, albeit simple Havana, in this love of Oisnei Vespenoi Leiseshchatu B'yemech. Yesh Lachkar, as it relates to the love of Oisnei Vespenoi, what is the Cheftza, using that word very, very specifically, of the Isser? Is the Cheftz of the Isser that when you shech the mother, now the Torah says the child becomes a Chaticha de Isura, or when you shech the child, Now the mother becomes the chaticha di surah, as if to say that when a person is over, the guf ha iser is shechting the child after you shechted the mother, obviously. The guf ha iser is shechting the mother after you shechted the child. Oye shloimar, the chefza of the iser, is don't shecht the mother and the child. It just so happens that if you only shecht the mother, then it's not in play yet to have the iser. Or if you did shecht the mother, then it's not in play yet to say, don't shecht this, because I'm allowed to shecht this. It's only once I shecht this that I'm not allowed to shecht that. But the point is that when somebody goes ahead and shechts oisei ves benoi, the iser that he did was not just that he shechted benoi, the iser that he did was that he shechted oisei ves benoi. What's the iser? The iser is shechitas benoi noch oisei? Or the iser is shchitas oisoi ve'es benoi. It plays itself out the same way. It's only a shailon lomdus. It plays itself out that after you shecht oisoi, you're not allowed to shecht benoi. And by the way, only the person that shechts benoi is going to get malchus. We're not debating that. But the question is, what is the guf ha'iser? What's the cheftz of this? What's the gather of the iser? Pick your cliche, pick your cinema. What is the iser? The iser is shchitas benoi la'achas shchitas oisoi, or the iser is shchitas oisoi ve'es benoi. The truth is, from the pshutai shomikra, the pasuk, it sounds a little bit like the iser is don't shecht oisoi ve'es benoi. Oisoi ve'es benoi, lo iser shchatu b'yamecha. It doesn't say don't shecht benoi after you shechted oisoi. The gufa iser, the proverbial oisoi chal chazer is oisoi ve'es benoi, lo iser shchatu b'yamecha, which sounds like oisoi is included, part and parcel of the chefts of the iser, in as much as benoi is included and is part and parcel of the iser. Oh, but this is l'chayra, a very basic hakira hayudua in the world of oisai ves benoi. Is the gufa iser not to shecht benoi after you shechted oisai, or is the gufa iser not to shecht oisai ves benoi? So Rabbi Samar Garbuz said, I'll bring you kama v'kama rayas that the gufa iser is not just not to shecht benoi after you shechted oisai, but that the gufa iser is not to shecht oisai ves benoi. Just mention a few. In the sugyas mavur, that the Gemara needed a pasuk to teach me that the Issa Oisei Ves Benoi is true, loishna if the same person shechted Oisei Ves Benoi, and loishna if one person shechted Oisei and another person shechted Benoi. Freaked Rabbi Yisamar Garbuz, l'chayr b'muscho rishin, what's pash p'shan that have a why would you think that the only time there's an isner to shecht Oisei Ves Benoi is if I shechted Oisei, now I'm not allowed to shecht Benoi. But if you shechted Oisei, I'm allowed to shecht Benoi. What's pash p'shan? L'chayr, the isner Oisei Ves Benoi is that once Oisei was shechted, now Benoi becomes a cheftz of isner. So nobody should be allowed to shecht it. If you go into the time of the Kra of the Ramban, Spirit Shalatayra, and the Rambam and the Meira, again, there's no Havana. What should be the chilek, whether one person shechted both or if two people shechted both? But if you're going to tell me that the chefs of the iser is oisoi ves benoi lo yisishchatu b'yaymechad, that one person's not allowed to go ahead, and that you're not allowed to go ahead and shecht oisoi ves benoi, so then there's makom to say that the only time this iser is going to be true is if I, one person, did the whole avera. Because if Ruvein eats a chatzi zayis of chazer and Shimon eats a chatzi zayis of chazer, it's not mitzarev to an iser. So it's poshut, there would have been a hava, meaning that you need one person to go ahead and shecht oisoi ves benoi. But if two people are going to shecht oisoi ves benoi, there's going to be no way in the world. There's going to be no way in the world to go ahead and make us at starfish. From the fact that we need a limud to tell me that the only that there's an iser oisoi ves benoi, even if one person shechted oisoi and the other person shechted benoi, that's a raya l'chayra, a very stark anitiya to the tzad, that the iser oisoi ves benoi is sai oisoi and sai benoi. Therefore, you would have thought that one person has to do the complete iser. But if one person would shecht oisoi and the other person would shecht benoi, each person is doing a halb b'maisa, a half plus a half, in this world is not going to be mitzarf to a whole. A second raya, or a second ha'ara. There's a big discussion in the Achroinim. If somebody goes and he shechts oisoi ves benoi bevas achas, is he going to be chayev for the isa oisoi ves benoi or not? The two shechitas happen bevas achas. Are you chayev or you're not chayev? The Tfuah Shor in Siman Tazayin brings a raya from a Rambam that we spoke a lot about last week. The Rambam in Perik Yud Beis of Hilchas Shechita, that's where the sugis of Oisei Ves Benoi halacha yod. But the Rambam says muta lishchit behema muberes. Why? Because uber is ever me'imai. It's afraid to Tfuah Shor. If you're going to tell me that it's aser to shecht, or that there's no problem of Oisav Es Benoi when the Shechita happens B'Vas Achas. So why the Rambam even have to bavarn that it's Mutter Teshech Tebeim Uberes? And he's coming to be Mechadish, you don't have to worry about this Oisav Es Benoi. L'chayr, when you Shech the mother, that is the Shechita on the Uber. So it's one Ma'is Shechita. So it's Muchach said the Tfu Ashar, that as it relates to Oisav Es Benoi, it's true whether it happened B'Vas Achas or it happened B'Zeh Achazeh. Zogin the G'dayli Achroinim, that L'chura, Bishloima, if you're going to tell me, that the Isser of Oisav Es Benoi is don't Shecht Oisav and Benoi, meaning Oisav is part and parcel of the Isser, just like Benoi is. So it makes sense. Mali if I did it B'Zeh Achazeh, Mali if I did it B'Vas Achas. But if Oisav is really not Nichlal in the Isser is to Shecht Benoi after you Shechted Oisav. If I Shechted B'Vas Achas, Benoi never became a Chatichat Yisura. When did it become a Chefetz of Isser that I should be over now? It only becomes a Chefetz of Isser after I Shecht Oisav. I shechted Oisav and Benoi B'Vas Achas. Now the truth is, this is really totally in a sugya of kol sheyeshnoi b'zeh achar zeh. Kol she'enoi b'zeh achar zeh, afilu b'vas achas enoi. Right, this would be a good example of that, because I wouldn't be able to shecht one after the other. So if that's the case, it could be afilu b'vas achas enoi. But can you do it? There's a big Reb Chaim on this. It's not poshint that you always say kol she'enoi b'zeh achar zeh, afilu b'vas achas enoi. So the fum riata, from the fact that you see that for sure is grace raya from the Rambam Ashoichem Uberes, that the halacha is that if you're going to go ahead and you're going to shecht, the Oisav Es Benoi B'Vas Achas, it would be included in Oisav Es Benoi, it's probably because the Isser is Sayan the Oisav, Sayan the Benoi. It's not that it's only the Benoi becomes us and that the Benoi becomes us La'achas Shechitas Oisav. So for that reason, Mali if it was B'Zeh Achazeh, Mali if it was B'Vas Achas. There's another Raya, Gedoyla, that the Gedoyla Achreinim bring, and that's from today's Daf. Today's Daf, the whole second half of the Daf, the fun part of today's daf, discuss Shita Sumchas in the Mishnah. Shita Sumchas in the Mishnah, which Rashi says is really Pamayim Bahava, but we'll mention the second mention of Sumchas in the Mishnah, in the event that somebody went ahead and shechted a grandmother, and then a granddaughter, and then afterwards went ahead and shechted the mother. So according to the Chachamim, you only like Arban. According to Sumchas, you're going to be like Ishmael. The Gemara had a tzad, a very stark tzad. In fact, it's Shita's Rav Yosef in the Sugya, that the yisoid of Shita Sumchas is, it's because Sumchas holds Achal Shnei Zeisei Chelev Behele Mechot Yichayev Shtayim. So that although in the case of the Mishnah there was only one Hasra, but at the same time it's no different than one Hasra and you ate two Kezaisim of Chelev, where the Halach is that you're going to be Chayev. Freit Rabbi Chanan, Freit Rabbi Shloim Haimen, Freigin the Gedoyle Arosh Yeshivas. They all ask Mamish Keish Echad Belev Echad, Behelem Echad, they all ask the same kasha. And that is, I don't understand Poshup Shad in the Gemara Sushtel. Achal Shnei Zeisei Chelev Behelem Echad to the Halach of Oisav Es Benoi. In the case where a person ate two Zeisei, again, this goes to the core of understanding a little bit of the lumness of today's daf. If somebody eats two Zeisim Behelem Echad, or if somebody would eat two Zeisim and it was done with one Hasra, he did two Averos. He did two Averis. He ate this Kezias. He ate that Kezias. There were two Heftzes of Averis that he did. Being that there's two Heftzes of Averis that he did, there's Malkin to say you should get Malkus twice. The cash is there was one Hasra. Good. Achal Shnei Zeisei Chelev. Behelem Echad Yichayev Shtayim. But there are two Averis. What are the two Averis? I ate this Kezias. I ate that Kezias. In the case of Oisav Es Benoi, in Sumchis' case, you shechted one behemoth. How will you chayiv Malkus twice for shechting one behemoth? There's one Heftz of Isser that you did. You shechted one behemoth. There's two Sibbes. That's like very falandavit. Mechateisi. The Gemara comes with a fum riata with this massive tsushta. So, you know Pshan and Sumchas is, Achal Shnei Zeisei Chelev Behelem Echad Yichayiv Shtayim. Mechateisa, that's a tsushta. Mechateisa, that's a tsushta. Over there, you ate two kezesim of chelev. Over here, all you did was you shechted one animal. Abzog in the Rosh Hashivas, that's true if the heftza of the Isra of Oisav Es Benoi is, it's just the second animal that you shechted. So if that is what the heftza of the Isra is, I shechted one animal. One animal. I hear it's a good aura. How can I be chayiv two malchus, one animal? Either with two asrois, who cares? I still shechted one animal. But here alum this. If the way Oisav Es Benoi works is that when I shecht Benoi, kum tois, Oisav Es Benoi was the iser, and it gloy milsa that when I shechted Oisav, I also did an Avera. That's part and parcel of the Gufa Avera. Then it's poshet to tzushtel. Because when I go ahead and I shecht the mother, so it comes out, I'm doing two sets of Averas now. Now with Gloy Milsa, the Baba and the mother was an Avera. And now with Gloy Milsa, that the mother and the Enoka was an Avera. Where it's how the two Cheftzes of Averas is in the Gloy Milsa of Afreya, then now the grandmother and the granddaughter were also Maisa Averas. If, however, nothing is being Chal in the grandmother and the granddaughter, then not included in the Cheftz of the Isser. So all I did was one Shechita on the mother. One Shechita on the mother is less than Ochal Shneis Chelav. Over there, at least I ate two Kazayisim of Chelav. Over here, I didn't even need two Kazayisim of Chelav. And the truth is, just from the Gemara's Sushtal, that the Gemara calls it Gufa Mechlakim. Right? The Gemara had a tzad throughout the sugyo that is an element of Gufa Mechlakim. So Rashi says it's two sibas of Isser. But the fia now, the Gufa Mechlakim is much sharper. It's not just two sibas. Oh, this mother is Aser Mitzad the Shechita of the grandmother and Aser Mitzad the Shechita of the granddaughter. When you shecht this mother, now there's a Gufa Isser of grandmother, mother, and there's a Gufa Isser of mother and granddaughter. It's actually Chal in Gufa Mechlakim. It's not just two Sibas. That's what Rashi learns the Sugya. It's more than two Sibas. It's actually Chal. But the bottom line is this Havana of that the Gufa Isser is not only in the Benoit, but it's also in the Oisnei. This is the Hanachas Even Apin of understanding the Lamdis a lot better, Zog in the Gedoyle Rosh Hashivas, over here in today's Staff and Chulun Dapay Beis Amid Beis. Another Meir de Geraya. The Chasam Sofer, right here in the Sugya, on Daf Pei Beis, he asks a bomb kasha. He asks, that why isn't it? Mishnah said that if somebody would go ahead and somebody would shecht the grandmother and then the granddaughter and then he would shecht the mother, so what's the halacha? The halacha is that according to the Chachamim, you're only going to be chayev arba'im, but according to Sumchis, you're going to be chayev shmoyim. Freit the hilgich Chasam Sofer. L'chayra, why don't we say ein iser chal al iser on the second iser? Bomb cash. When you shechted the grandmother first, the daughter became aser. There's an iser the rice of oisay ves benoy lois neshchatu b'yaymecha. Now you're going to go ahead. You're going to shech the granddaughter. So what do you want? That the mother should be aser because oisay ves benoy is neshchatu b'yaymecha. It's already aser because of oisay ves benoy is neshchatu b'yaymecha. Fake the hilgich Chasam Sofer. It's ein iser chal al iser. And he mutches does the Chasam Sofer right here in the sugya with this kasha in Chedusha Reb Shloima. In the back, so there's a whole list of Ksovim V'tshuvas. In Ksovim V'tshuvas in Simon Lamed Aleph. So he brings a teretz that he heard from the Afikeyam's son. To this kasha, the Afikeyam asks this kasha, and the Baal Mechaber of the famous Litvish Sefer, Afikeyam, his son wrote a Haggah on his father's Sefer, and who was Mechaber to the Chasam Sofer's kasha, one who said, in the Sechal Alisser, and he said, Meirdik. He said, Bishloim, if you're going to tell me, that the way Oisai Ves Benoi works is, the Isser is only on the Benoi. That's what the Torah is telling you don't do. If you shecht Oisai, now don't go ahead and shecht Benoi. The Gufa Isser is the Shechita Saben. So then, it's a Merit Akasha. The Shechita Saben became Osner when you shechted the Baba. So how's it becoming Osner again when you went ahead and you shechted the Enochel? But if the Isser Meikar was Oisai Ves Benoi, that don't go ahead and shecht Oisai Ves Benoi, the Isser Benoi was not Nischa after you shechted the mother. When you woke up in the morning, there was an iser, don't shech this oisav es benoi, and don't shech that oisav es benoi. There was no one iser that was chal before the other iser, as mazon zog and yetz, ein iser chal al iser. If the iser is only not to shech benoi, that iser's first chal after you shecht oisav. But if the iser is on oisav and on benoi, when's that iser chal? When you have an oisav es benoi, that second, when this behemoth was noy little mazel tov, at that point, it was chal de isa, oisav es benoi. Doesn't pass now to go ahead and to say, ein isa chal al isa. The bottom line is, if you go through in this sefer mishnas, Masech Teshulin, from Rabbi Samar Garbut Shlita, he brings kama v'kama rais, this is all from Gedolei HaRosh Hashivas, where they all named on this tzad. And that is that the Issa Oisav is Benoi, like the Pshutei Shal Mikra. It's not that after you shecht Oisav, now it's Chal Issa, don't shecht. No, the Issa is don't shecht Oisav is Benoi. And really, the Issa is on Oisav in as much as it's Benoi. Now, in the world of how the Einish, how the Malkus plays itself out, it's only the second one that gets Malkus. Like the Rambam says, Hashoichet Oisav is Benoi b'yay mechad, when it comes to the Malkus, it's only the Shechitas Achren that's going to get Malkus. But as it relates to the Gufa Isser, the Gufa Isser is true for the Rishon, the Gufa Isser is true for the Sheni as well. But the bottom line is, the Fizeh Yesh Loimer. The Mishnah said that if somebody shechts chulin b'chutz daloch shneim k'shem. Rashi says chulin b'chutz shneim k'shem. It's pshita. It's agav the rest of the Mishnah where you're gonna have a bunch of cases where there's gonna be psul. So that's why we mentioned over here shneim k'shem. Tosfa says no. You don't have to say that. There's a chiddush. The chiddush is that the sheni is kosher. Why would you have thought the sheni is psul? It's because you would have thought that maybe lo yisoichal kol toyeva. So kamash malon that you're not gonna have an issue. Now the first one and a chinami, that's only mentioned b'derechad. But we mentioned that the Bach was medayik in the lashon of the Rambam. Hashoychet oisav es b'nei b'yaymechad abasam mutetz mashma side the boss of the Sheni, side the boss of the Rishon. And the Bach mutches in the Rambam. What's the chiddush in the Rishon? Tosfos was megalutas what the chiddush in the Sheni might be. Oh, but what's the chiddush in the Rishon? Zok Rabbi Samar Garbush Shlita that Yeshloim that we mentioned earlier, Reb Kiva Eger, where Reb Kiva Eger said that could be you could say a numahalach of why there's a chiddush over Yeshneim Ksherim because Zokatay the Chaminu Kol Milsad Amar Achmad Olay Savri Yavod Loi Mahani. Kamashmon that even though you're over this Oisav Es Benoy still that loch is it's going to be good. And if you're going to nemon in Londis that the Isser of Oisav Es Benoy after you shech the Sheni is not only on the Sheni, it's on the Rishon also. The Sheni is the only one that's loika. But as it relates to the Isser Sayin, the Rishon Sayin, the Sheni, then there's mokim to say that if you would hold Kol Milsa Domer Achmad Olay Savri Yavod Loi Mahani, once you shech the Sheni, even the Basar of the Rishon should be Aser. Because the Yavod Loi Mahani is true for anything that's included in the Gufa Isser. And the Gufa Isser is true for the Rishon, and it's true for the Sheni as well. Kamash Malon the Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah Shneim Ksherim. Not only the Sheni is kosher, the Rishon is kosher. They're all kosher. Why would you have thought the Rishon and the Sheni are both possible? Because I would have thought Kol Milsa Domer Achmad Olay Savri Yavod Loi Mahani. And that's what the Rambam was coming to say. Hashoychet Oysay Ves B'nai B'yay Mechad Habatom Basam Mutab Achila. Even though Sai the Oysay and Sai the B'nai are included in the Gufa Isser, what the Torah said, Oysay Ves B'nai Sashchat B'yay Mechad. So both of them were in violation now. Now, Vada, all the Oinshim are only on the Sheni because you can't punish the guy when he did the Rishon. It was a Halba Maisa. Can't get punished for the Halba Maisa. Oh, but Gloy Milsalem Afreya, that Oisoy was part of this Oisoy Vespinoy Lois Nishchat B'yay Mechot. And if that's the case, I would have thought maybe it should be Pasol, Kamash Molon, that for whatever reason we don't say Kol Milsalem Rachmad Lois Abdi Avilay Mahani, that's the Chiddush Neim Ksherim, Sai Shneim Ksherim. The Sheni, Zayishneim, Ksherim, the Rishon, based on Reb Kiva Eger's Teretz B'Shem Talmud Echad, and taking the one tzad that seems to be the Ikr tzad in the Rosh Hashivas as relates to the Chakira HaYadua in the Sugya of Oisai Vespinai.